Greetings to y'all in the precious name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. This week we've been looking at little details in Scripture. Many times we just read over some of these details and we miss what God is trying to tell us. Well, today I can't say that I really have one of those details, but I came across the account there in Luke 23 when Jesus was crucified, and the two criminals that were hung on the cross on each side of him. And I'd like to just think for a moment. These two men were hanging on the cross, knowing that short of a miracle, there's no way they were going to get off. They knew death was imminent. It was going to happen. But we see that there's quite a difference in these two men. Luke 23, verse 39, and one of the malefactors, which were hanged, railed on him, saying, "If thou be Christ, save thyself and us." You know, it says he railed on him. I think he said it with partly out of desperation, partly out of mockery. He was at the point where he thought he had nothing to lose. But the other answering rebuked him, saying, "Doest not thou fear God, seeing thou art in the same condemnation? And we indeed justly, for we receive the due reward of our deeds. But this man hath done nothing amiss." And I'd like to just consider that verse 40 again. "But the other answering rebuked him, saying, Doest not thou fear God, seeing thou art in the same condemnation?" The point that I want to make is, how many times can we be like the thief? We want to condemn someone, and here in our very own heart, we have not taken care of issues. We want to say we have an issue that arises with a friend, and we want to straighten them out. We want to, and here in our very own heart, we have not taken care of. It's kind of the concept of the trying to pull a splinter out of our brother's eye if we have a beam in our own eye. And I'd like us just to consider this this morning. Are we clear of that? And I guess I would like to just encourage us. Let's be very careful how we condemn another man, but rather find ways to encourage him, find ways to get into the center of his heart and help him to find hope. You know, there's many people out there that they have come into situations where they have basically lost hope, and they're just going through life surviving. They're not thriving. They're just surviving one day after the next. And they need hope. And so many times we tend to immediately, just the other day, I had an incident where I was at the fuel pumps. I was filling up with gas, and this man and lady drove in, and I seen that by their car, they were probably homeless. Lots of food and clothes and things. And he came out. He parked on the other side of the pump from me, and he just got out and just kind of stood there for a moment. And then he wondered if I'm from this area, and he wondered where we go to church. And he said that they're on their way up to Atlanta, and they only have a few dollars. He needs money for gas. And I told him, I said, "Well, I said, just open up your car, and I will, I was in the middle of filling up. I had already paid for my gas, and I just pulled out the nozzle, and we put it over his car, and he filled up to the very top, and he tried to keep topping it off, and him if he can't get a job, or why he's homeless, or why he, you know, I could have went down the path of condemning him. And the Lord just gently spoke to me and told him to just bless him, to encourage him, to speak words of life to him. And he, this man thoroughly blessed me, and he thanked me for doing what I did. And I'd like to, again, just encourage you all to consider, instead of speaking condemnation into people's lives, but to speak life to them. So God bless you.